Welcome to My Wave Podcast. Thanks for joining in on this episode. We're super excited to have Stephen Smiley joining us. We'll get to him and his wave story just in a minute, but My Wave Podcast is all about that one wave that the surfer would want to ride again and again. Maybe not. Maybe it's a wave that it was the worst wave they've ever caught, but it made the most impact in their life. It's their wave, their story, their life, but super excited to hear from Stephen here in a minute. And but first, I want to give a thanks to Copilot Studio. Appreciate Billy and his operation here and getting this up and running. It's been awesome to work with him. And special shout out today to our sponsor, Sully's Archery Tags. Sully's Archery Tags, played like dodgeball, but with arrows. It's a mobile event. They bring the fun to you. Check them out at sullysarcherytag.com. So let's go ahead and jump on in. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, bro. Excited. Yeah, I'm super excited to have you on.
This is the first time I've ever talked into a speaker.
It's weird, isn't it? It is strange. Yeah, because it's like I hear myself and that sounds gross.
Or do I really sound like that?
Yeah. Right. And then, oh no, who's this voice that's coming into my ear? Because you don't hear anything else. It's pretty wild.
That's good.
I'm excited. Awesome. So it's family friendly. So watch the language. All right.
That won't be a problem.
All right. Well, Stephen, I was thinking, how did we first meet?
I actually remember the very first time we met. I was engaged to my wife.
Okay.
And I used to go to Grace growing up. And we were sitting in church and you and I had never met before. And you introduced yourself, said, hey, and I said, this is my fiance. And you said, hey, are y'all doing marriage counseling? And we had just had a horrible marriage counseling experience. And I said, no. And you said, well, here's my number. Just call me if you want to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, that was the first time I ever met you.
No way. Uh-huh. What a jerk.
No, obviously I didn't call, but no, it was good. I remember.
Wow, that's pretty cool. But really, I mean, our paths don't cross a lot. In the morning, you're taking your kid to school and I'm taking my kid to school. And
every day.
Yeah. But
every day I see your car.
But I got to thinking, Riceville Beach isn't a big beach.
Nah.
And everybody descends on it when there's a wave. Uh-huh. But we really haven't surfed together there.
Nah.
But we had this really unique opportunity. Craig Tucker, his son Reese Tucker, you and I flew to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
That was 2019?
Yeah. 2 years okay. ago.
Yeah, pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, that's right.
We flew to Puerto Rico, spring break, and we surfed in the mornings. We were on the east side of the island.
Yep.
We were in Luquillo, and we tried to find some places to surf in the mornings. And
multiple
then we were
places.
Yeah, and then in the afternoon, super cool opportunity. We were at two different bilingual schools, and we were running basketball clinics.
Yes.
And they were like 2 hours each.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd grab a quick dinner. And then we were playing in this like pickup tournament.
Uh-huh.
And that was a blast.
That was really fun. That was the first time I had spent more than 5 minutes with you. That was good. That was a good experience.
Yes, it was. But we scored not just baskets, but we scored
waves
at a break called La Selva.
Yes.
Yeah.
Through the jungle.
Called the jungle. And we parked in Luquillo.
Uh-huh.
We had an idea where it was, but never been there.
Right.
And I don't know. No, I didn't hide the keys because I was afraid that somebody was watching me hide the keys.
Uh-huh.
And parked that minivan and we walked.
Uh-huh.
And it was big closeouts on the beach. I'm just
everywhere.
Everywhere. And we're like, this isn't it.
Yep.
This isn't it. And we kept walking.
Uh-huh.
And
saw some cows.
Kept walking. We saw some footprints. One set of tracks.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We're like, okay.
Somebody's out there.
Somebody. And we're walking. And then it dawned on me. We don't have any water.
Yes.
We don't have any snacks.
No.
The sun was already up a little bit over the trees and we were trying to get on it early.
Yeah.
And I was sweating buckets.
Yes. And everywhere you went, it was just like mud up to your ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muddy sand.
Yeah.
And we're walking and we're like, is this it? No, that's not it. And then way off in the distance, the beach kind of made this bend.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, that's got to be it. And then did we see the one guy out before we got to the break?
No, couldn't see anything until we got there.
So we got to the break, and it was a nice beach break.
Yeah.
Little A-frame. The lefts were shorter than the rights.
Yeah.
And there was this reef that kind of went way out.
A little dot.
little dot, right. One dude. I mean, he had walked the same distance we did.
Yeah.
And was it the next day we met him? Because we went back.
And we paddled in with us.
Yeah, we parked at the red gate.
Right. Yes.
And walked past the bulls and the cows and.
That was the jungle and the muddy trail. Yeah.
Yep. I'm surprised we didn't pick up worms or something.
No, that was one bad step away from disaster.
Yes, it was.
For the whole trip.
Yes, it was.
Basketball and surfing.
Yeah. But yeah, we made it. We scored. That first day was a lot of fun.
It was. That was good.
Yeah.
The chest ahead.
Yes. Yeah. And you had the new board.
I did. A little puddle jumper.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. So I brought something thick.
It was Hypto Crypto? No.
No, puddle jumper with, I think that's Lost Puddle Jumper. Yeah.
Okay. But that was a new board.
Brand new. First time on it.
You threw it in a plane.
I did.
And took it to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But thankfully, it didn't get dinged up.
That was good.
Yeah.
I was nervous about it.
Oh, yeah. I would be too.
I bubble wrapped it.
Yeah. Oh, I took my old beat up disco. So I wasn't worried about it too much.
Yeah.
But that was a good session. First session together.
Uh-huh.
And, and here we are.
Yeah.
Talking about.
My one wave.
My one wave. Now, you said you had a problem. Narrowing it down.
I feel like I remember sessions better than single waves.
Okay.
You know? There's a lot of them. So it's like, where do you go with it all?
Right. Now, had multiple sessions, obviously. Uh-huh. When did you start surfing?
First grade. However old you are in first grade, yeah. Like
six.
I took lessons at Fort Fisher through the aquarium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way. Did they still offer?
I don't think so.
Wow.
This instructor was like, he must have been 20, and I was a first grader, and he had this super long hair, and I just thought it was the coolest thing.
Nice. So you took lessons through the aquarium at Fort Fisher.
Uh-huh. That's for two summers. I went like three times the first summer. I was like, okay, I'm going back the next summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you able to stand up the first times?
First time.
Yeah?
First day. Whitewater. Got a wave. Then I was in.
And that's your wave you want to talk about?
That was like a 2 second, I did it.
Right.
Type moment. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That which in a first that. Grader's mind is like, I did do it. Like I dunked that basketball type, I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever dunked a basketball?
No.
All right.
Not that tall.
I mean, I've seen you play.
Yeah,
you know, there's some skill there.
Some average skill.
Well, that's cool. So after those... Two summers.
Uh-huh.
Did you like beg mom and dad for a board or?
So my dad and my uncles all grew up in Curie Beach, you know, Pleasure Island area.
Uh-huh.
And so they all grew up surfing. And then they got older and moved away and never really revisited it.
Yeah.
And my uncle had this old Gordon Smith, which was like a 10-foot board that he had broken the back off of. And so when he heard I was surfing, he had it fixed and had it shaped into a pintail. So I had a Gordon Smith 6'10 pintail with a single fin.
So he had it cut down from a 10 to 6'10.
Yes. Uh-huh. And had it reshaped the back of it and gave it to me for a birthday gift 1 year.
Yeah,
I still got it.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's my first board.
You ride it anymore?
No.
No.
It's a little bit of a behemoth. It doesn't turn very well.
Yeah.
But that was me the little like third grader at that point on this huge 6'10 thing, just juicy fat board.
Did you have to get somebody to help carry it?
I did when I started, yeah. But then I actually rode that till I was in 8th or 9th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
No other boards?
No other boards.
Just that big fun board.
Uh-huh.
And whale. Then
I got a board called a Buddha, which I've never seen again. And I rode that for a few years too. Yeah.
You mean you've never seen the Buddha?
I've never seen another brand Buddha. Have you?
No.
Yeah. That was the only one I'd ever seen. But I rode that for like 3 years.
Where do you know where it was ever made?
It's like one of the local shops over there in that surf shop. It used to be in Monkey Junction by the Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
No way. Wow. Now there's been a couple of surfboards kind of come and go through here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Local shapers.
Yeah, yeah. I got a few that I want to get on the show.
Who are you trying to get?
Somebody.
There's going to be a shout out.
Yeah, there's going to be a shout out. Sean O'Donnell, Kenny Breel,
Savage
Surfboards, SOD boards.
You're rope them in.
Yeah,
I'm going to get them. I had an SOD for a while.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get Sean in here.
There you go.
Yeah, they've made two boards for me.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
From his machine, it maps it out.
I don't know if they threw it on the machine or not. Yeah. They may have. Yeah. One is a creature model.
Okay.
The Savage Creature, but he took a little volume off for me.
Cool.
It's a 5'10".
Okay.
And just in a thruster.
Tall.
Huh?
You're kind of tall. You took some volume off?
A little volume. It's, okay. I think it's 34 or 33 and a half liters.
Okay.
But so still got enough that it's not killing me on a, you know, 7-8 period, second period day where it's just.
It's just coming in.
But I mean, I've had it out on some big days. It's fun.
Yeah.
Fun board.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then a 9-2 long board.
There you go. I saw it. It's colorful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was behind you on the way to Wrightsville Beach the other day.
Oh, yeah. That's the storyboard. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was yesterday. Were you down there yesterday?
I was.
Yeah, I was behind you.
My son and I picked him up from school, and we were going to go, but the wind had turned. It was offshore when I looked at it.
Yeah.
By the time I picked him up, it was onshore. By the time I got home, and we had a food delivery, take it to a lady fell and broke her ankle, and so we were taking some food. By the time I got home, I looked at the camera, it was clean and pretty.
There you go.
But it was all good.
All right.
Yeah. Did you surf yesterday?
No, I was working and I saw your board and I was like, man, that's a pretty board. And I realized it was your truck.
Hear that, Kenny? Pretty board. It is. I saw you Saturday. Did you surf Saturday or just hang out with the fam?
Just with the fam.
Nice.
Just the boys. Let them run around on the sand.
Three boys?
Three. Yeah. Zan, 4 years old. Levi, 2 years old. And Tatum, who just turned one.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Tatum's first real time at the beach, like in the sand.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Three boys. We have, my wife and I have four boys, and it's all insane.
Yeah. Not quite there yet. Mm. It still feels insane, but not to four yet.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Does your wife surf?
She has been surfing.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah, a little bit. My wife, no, she has not surfed.
Okay, there you go.
So... Been around the world to surf?
I have surfed Puerto Rico with you.
Uh-huh.
Costa Rica.
Okay.
Hawaii a couple of times.
Really?
After college, I went to Hawaii for a little bit. My wife was still in college, and so I took her semester. She had to finish and went and stayed there.
Yeah.
Until she graduated. Outer Banks for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Then mostly around here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a couple places. That's cool.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
That's cool. Where'd you go in Hawaii?
So when I was there, I lived in just outside of Honolulu, so the south shore of Oahu. And then, you know, made trips all over the place.
Yeah.
That's when I was staying there for, you know, those handful of months. And then I had a buddy lived on the north shore. It's when I'd go visit him. That's where it'd be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So pipeline?
I have never surfed pipe. I've seen it very big. I've surfed the little break. You know, there's pipe. It's the reef. And then there's a little sand break right there in front. When you walk in, the Rockies over to the right. So I've surfed right out front on the sand break and Rockies, but never pipe.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That place, it's an interesting place.
It's big.
Yeah. It might be beyond my pay grade.
Yeah. Well. Yes. I quickly learned that.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty sweet. So, is Hawaii where your wave?
That is my one wave.
Is it? Yeah. That we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Fun.
You may jump into that.
Yeah. So in Hawaii for that semester or so, and traveling around. Where are we going to? What's the break?
So the break was Rockies. It wasn't when I was living there. It was when I went back and visited. My buddy was in the Coast Guard, and so he lived up there. And my wife and I had just taken a vacation to California. And so then I said, well, we're halfway here. I'm going to book a flight to Hawaii. And so I went and saw him.
Yeah.
So we stayed a week. And it just happened. So the whole time I was there, this was my, just after I graduated college, I was there for several months. And I surfed the biggest waves I'd ever surfed.
Yeah.
But we're talking like 8-9 foot, right?
Okay,
but they never felt heavy. Yeah. They were just never like real thick and just like, oh my gosh, I'm out of my element.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I always felt comfortable. But then when I visited him, this was 2 years ago, same year we went to Puerto Rico. And I went and visited him. It's the biggest I'd ever seen it.
Huge
10-foot waves. They would either run pipe the week before or the week after we were
pipe
there.
Masters.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was just massive.
Yeah.
And
did you see any pros surfing while you're there?
Yeah. So
you got to watch them?
Yes. Okay. I saw them. One of them, what's the movie?
Surf's
just
Up
came out. No, it's brand new. It's new. It came out like a year or two ago. It's got all the guy like Kelly Slate. It's got all of them when they're younger and they're talking about growing up there.
Yeah.
The first time they surfed it.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember the kid's name. The young kid was always on the South Shore. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Anyways, we saw him up there and that was, That was pretty interesting because it was really good. Then I paddled over and buddy said, "Who is this guy?" And then he told me, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" but it was huge, huge. And I was borrowing my buddy's board, and it was one of those things where he'd been surfing up there for like 2 years, just loving it, and it was really good. And this is the biggest thing I'd ever seen. But I wasn't about to say, "I'm going to sit this out."
Right.
And so we paddled out, and the first set it comes over us, I was just gripping the sides of my boards, like
on the duck dives.
Yes, on everything. Yeah, on the duck dives, and I'm sitting there, and I just realized really quickly, I was over my head.
Oh wow, literally.
Literally over my head, and figuratively. Wow, yes.
What board were you riding?
It was one of his. I believe it was a 6'4" Lost. I don't know what model.
Okay.
But I think it was a 6'4" Lost. And this was the first time I'd ever ridden it too. So
yeah,
trying to get the feel for it, seeing how it was going. And so he just starts taking off on them, and they are massive. So the smallest one out there was probably like a foot and a half overhead.
Okay.
And they are thick. And
for those listening.
Yeah.
All right. So you're at Rockies.
Yep.
South or just round from Pipe.
Uh-huh.
And you could see Pipe from there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How was the paddle out? Was it a hard paddle out?
No, super easy paddle out.
Cause the way it,
yep, we went it right up. We went in a break in the, where the waves are wrapping around on Rockies. Then you've got this, I can't remember what the break in the middle is. Mm-hmm. And then there's this little channel to the left before you get to the little sandbar. And we went out the channel, and there had to be, nothing came in while I was paddling out.
That's wild.
And then when I got out there and all of a sudden the first set came through, I was sitting too close in. So all of a sudden I was like paddle, duck dive. And all of a sudden, that's when I was like, oh, gosh, like I'm in trouble.
Yeah, because, you know, around here, it's beach break.
Oh, all beach break.
You know,
yes.
Like uh-huh. I went to South Africa
uh-huh.
and surfed Jay Bay.
Yeah, that's a long paddle.
Yes, long paddle, you know, go out through uh-huh. some of the keyholes, but it's not a bad paddle. And then right. once you're there, you catch your wave and you just stay outside uh-huh. and you're just watching the wave break as you paddle out.
Uh-huh.
So then when I came back to Wrightsville Beach and uh-huh. it was like, you know, a head high,
eight, just get pounded.
Yeah. The whole 8 second day on a low tide. It's just like,
so that was not my first paddle out. The first paddle was easy.
Yeah.
Had I paddled out in the middle of it, I probably would have turned around and gone back in.
Gotcha.
But we went out the channel and got out there. And, it was one of those moments where all of a sudden all the doubt starts creeping in.
You yeah.
know, like I am over my head. I know it. And these are massive. And so I watched my buddy take off on a few. And so I kept watching these. So the small ones were like eight-ish, like a foot and a half overhead, roughly.
Yeah.
And then the big ones were huge. Like I don't even know how big to say they were. Maybe really? Double overhead. And they were massive.
A lot of other people out?
There were a lot closer to Pipe. There were a whole bunch of people out at Pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people further down closer to what's technically, I guess, Rockies. We were kind of sitting on the shoulder where there was this break coming in that there was really no – I was trying to avoid the crowd.
Sure.
And so I had the section, there were maybe five of us in this little spot we were.
Okay.
And so I finally told myself, okay, I got to get one. And so I just started waiting for the small one, and I kept trying to creep in a little bit to get the small one, and, started to take off on one, and it was a little bit bigger than I had expected it to be. And I got over the edge and I was looking down, and it's, you know, just the sheer drop.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this isn't happening.
So pulled back. Now, help us walk through this. You've been surfing a while.
Yeah, my whole life.
So this isn't like your first paddle out.
And not my first time on the North Shore. Not my first time at Hawaii.
Right.
Just my first time when it was
pumping,
macking big at Hawaii.
Yeah. So how would you explain to someone maybe new, intermediate,
okay,
with the whole fear factor? Like, how do you as a surfer take that fear element? Because you're putting yourself there on purpose.
Right, yeah.
But what do you do with that fear? Like, talk that out.
there's a little bit of that as pride.
Okay. You
know? So this guy and I lifeguarded in the Outer Banks together at Nag's Head. So
All right.
And I were buddies. He was in my wedding, and I'd been surfing longer than he'd been surfing.
Okay.
Right. But he'd been at Hawaii for 2 years straight.
Yeah.
And just been crushing it. So there was a little bit of pride.
Home court advantage.
Yes, exactly. And a little bit of pride where I wasn't about to back away from it.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of where that's, like, there's something about surfing where it's mellow. And for me, I think why I enjoy it is I'm very much in my head. I'm thinking all day. I'm thinking mm-hmm. about work or business or strategizing, just everything, right? But mm-hmm. when you stand up and you catch that wave, all of a sudden all those things disappear, you know, and your mind is just responding to what's in front of it.
Right.
And that itself is somewhat freeing. So there's a little bit of that. And then there's a little bit of the excitement. Anytime you see the waves are big, like you get excited. Yeah. While you're scared, it's kind of like that. The adrenaline's just so much higher. It's rewarding, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cause that's why you're out there.
Cause you know, one thing that I've often heard is know your limits.
Yes.
But surfing also challenges us to push that limit.
Yeah.
And So if you're new to the sport and it's big and mm-hmm. you have that fear.
Yep.
You can harness it
yeah.
and give it a go,
uh-huh.
but be careful.
Right. Yeah.
Don't push the limit too much because people die.
Yes.
I mean, we it's not an uncommon thing for injury and near death or death.
Yeah.
So that harnessing that fear to take you to the next level, overcoming that fear, but also listening to mm-hmm. that and saying, okay, I just, no.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch.
That was a wiser Steven would have said that day.
But
thankfully, I did not.
Yeah, but a wiser Steven was overcome by pride.
That's right.
And
excitement. And everything else.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're out there
uh-huh.
and you're looking for that first wave.
I'm
kinda
looking for the first small one.
Yes.
I just need to pick off the little baby out there.
Yep.
Which felt massive at the moment. So finally the set rolls through and it just lines up perfect for me.
Yeah.
It was just perfect. And it's the first wave of the set, which as a general rule, you typically let the first one go, right?
Right.
You don't want to get hit by the ones behind it.
Yeah.
But I just did not care at that moment. I needed one. I needed something. And so I turned around, everything lined up perfect. I was already at the peak and I paddled into this wave just super smooth and the board just lifted immediately.
Right.
And so instead of everything I'd seen at that point was just pitching, right? You're at the top of this huge wave and it's pitching over the top. So you got to get in the drop and try to pull in the line real
yeah.
quick.
Yeah.
This so, one, go
so
ahead.
We got a lot of pieces here.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got a lot of pieces of this. So you said it was standing up.
Uh-huh.
Was it, you know, Rockies you say is a right? Or is it?
Yes. Where we were surfing, it was right. Yes. So there's a pile of rocks and you can surf. You can surf, I guess that would be, you could surf west of the rocks or you could surf east of the rocks and we were east of them.
And that's a right.
Yes.
West of the rocks would be a left.
Yes.
You don't want to be on the rocks.
No.
No.
But a lot of guys paddle out right there, but we chose not to.
Leave that to the locals. Yeah,
that's right. They know where they're going.
So you're on the right.
I am.
All right. Yep. Are you goofy foot or regular?
Regular.
So your front side on this takeoff.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which is perfect.
Do you find it's easier to drop in front side or backside?
Drop in's probably about the same on either side, but I prefer front when I'm actually riding the wave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What about you?
Personally,
yeah.
I love going left.
Okay.
That's front side for me.
Yeah.
I'm goofy. I have gotten better over the last few years and more confident
uh-huh.
going backside.
Okay.
And so I used to really struggle with, oh no, it's mostly rights.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
but my son, who's also goofy footed, lived in Jeffrey's Bay for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's all there was for the most
right.
part was
that's
a right.
right.
And so when I went to visit him and I was like,
you knew
do or die.
There.
It's either you sit and take pictures or you,
uh-huh.
you know, so I, again, learning, knowing my limits, uh-huh. overcoming those fears.
Yeah.
And I'm not great.
Uh-huh.
But rights are a lot better now.
Yeah.
Like I
That's
have more
good.
Confidence on them.
That's good.
I ended up on some little video the other day, some guy at Wrightsville M. I can't remember the name of his Instagram, but I was
yeah.
somebody had sent it to me and I was watching. I was like, oh, that's me geeking out on that right. I see myself.
Did you know Surfline? You may already know
Surfline
this.
Rewind?
Yes. I had no clue, but my buddy while we were out there had it. And so
yeah.
I was pulling them all back and be like, hey, I think that's me. Hey, that's you. Yeah.
That's fun.
The first time I'd ever seen it. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. So back to breaking this wave down.
Yeah.
So it's a right.
Yep.
Your front side.
Uh-huh.
And you said this one was smallest, probably the first wave of the set,
yep.
and it was pitching out.
Yeah, so everything to that point had been pitching.
Okay.
And this one, I just happened to be in the right spot where it was just coming up, and it hadn't started its pitch yet.
Okay.
And so I had just enough juice to get out in front of it first.
Right.
And so it was just like everything you could hope for in a perfect wave, right?
Yeah.
And popped up real easy, just went straight down into a huge bottom turn, came up, pulled up, grabbed my line, and literally all I was thinking was, just get out of this thing. And so I literally just started pumping down this line.
You took an East Coast mentality.
Yes, I just said, get out of here, you know? And I could see it walling up in my peripheral, but I wasn't looking back. I wasn't making turns. I was just trying to get down to the end of this line, and it had walled up, and it was just going.
Yeah.
And I came back, and I came off to the side of it where it shouldered out and got mushy, and I turned around. I must have outrun the peak. I must have been like 7-8 feet out in front of it.
So I had said, you wrote it like an East Coast wave.
Yes.
And it's so often
fast and quick.
when we get something East Coast, we get down the line because it's going to close out at some point.
Yeah.
You know, it's the beach isn't there or whatever.
Exactly.
And so when we get into situations where we actually have a face to work with, a line to work with,
it takes a minute to adjust.
It takes a long time to adjust because I'm like,
yeah! Go, go, go.
And then, oh, wait, the wave's way back there. Yeah.
Mine was more fear, though, I think. I think it was kind of like, okay, I've taken off on one.
Right.
Now let me get down this thing, you know?
But you needed that.
I needed that. So this is why it was the wave for me, is literally that whole session. And the rest of the session, I was you know where you're like scared, but like your confidence is building?
Yes.
That's how I was. So I was scared the whole time. Like when I was duck diving some of those waves, I was gripping my board as hard as I could, you know? But that was the wave where it was like, okay, you can do this, you know? And so then it was like this, it was like, here's a great analogy for it, actually. Sorry, I'm just thinking about this. I want to make sure it actually fits. you know when God calls Moses to the burning bush?
Okay.
And Moses is like, no way, no how, this isn't happening. And then he's like, take the staff, and then he turns the staff into a snake.
Right, drops it.
Yeah.
And he runs away screaming.
And he's like, yo, I'm with you. You know, like, you got this.
Yeah.
Like, that was a moment of like, oh, okay, like, here's the wave. I got one of them. Like, I can handle this. This is okay. And so slowly from there, I started building up, and I was still 100% avoiding the big ones.
Yeah.
But it was all of a sudden like, okay, there's one. I found my range.
Yeah.
I can build from that. And all of a sudden my confidence was back. Right.
Right. So before we get into the rest of the session, because I think there's another wave coming in this story.
There were a bunch of waves coming in that story.
But that one was the one you remember the most because it was that.
It gave me the green light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helped you step over that fear
the
level,
fear, how nervous I was,
and
the doubt, like kept thinking to myself, I'm gonna paddle back in after this one. But then once I got it, I was like, oh no, I'm not paddling back in.
So I forgot what I was gonna ask. Oh yeah, during this, and maybe not this particular session, but part of surfing is wiping out.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Did you have any there that like?
Yeah,
got you scared too, or what's your heaviest wipeout?
When I left, I had to actually pay for two of my buddies' boards to get fixed I had broken them both.
No,
yeah, well, not broken in half, but you know, I dinged them up pretty good.
Yeah,
I had some pretty heavy ones
because of the bottom. Is it all?
No, it was just because the pitch. You know, that pitch was just wasn't used to that, and there were several times where I was taken off late and just got thrown. There was one where we must have been out there for, this was the same day, actually. It was, so we were there, I think, 4 days, and three of the 4 days were just huge, just like that. And thankfully, the first day wasn't the biggest. The next day was actually the biggest, but this particular day, I got that wave, like, you know, 5, 6, 7 more, and my confidence is there.
Did you slow it down and get in the barrel?
I tried to several times, yes. But that was the kind of thing, like, once you were in, so that was the thing, right? So I took off on the first one. Thankfully, I got off on the shoulder and got back out. But if you took off on a big one and got stuck on the reef, my gosh, it was a battle to get back out.
I bet.
You were just getting crushed the whole time. And unless you got back down to the channel, which you had to ride the wave pretty far to get down to the channel we originally paddled out in.
Yeah.
So fast forward an hour, and I'm finally where, you know, I've got my comfort range there, and there are huge waves coming in. And I'm finally like, okay, I'm gonna try to pick off one of the little big ones.
Right.
So now we're like instead of a foot and a half overhead, we're like 3 feet overhead or 3.5 feet overhead. And this one comes in and so it's gotten more crowded. I mean, now maybe there's like 15 people where we are. And so I see this one, everybody's taking off on a wave and I'm all by myself. you know? And okay. So I'm kind of like, it's now or never. Cause you only get one shot sometimes.
And everybody's
you know?
Paddling back out.
Everybody's paddling out. Right. So I start to take off. I turn around, I spike the board. I start paddling as hard as I can. And a little too late, I realize I'm sitting just a little too far in. Okay. And so it's already walled up. It started to pitch and I get sucked right up to the top and I start my stand. So I'm committed.
Yeah.
And I start my stand and it's just pitching me and it throws. And so as it throws, I push.
And everybody's watching.
All these guys are paddling
back
out.
Even your friend.
He's further down. He's probably, he can't see me where he's
at. Okay. Okay.
But these guys that were kind of in our session, he'd called a wave further down basically. But these guys are in our session where we're paddling back out around.
They're like, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Well, everybody's like, oh my gosh. Like, what are you doing? So I push the board off to my left and it's a right. So that's white water. It's starting its barrel over there. And as I push it off, the updraft from the wave or the wind catches it. And literally as I push off, I start to dive and it just carries it right under me.
So
I turn my dive into like this little like cannonball. Mini half. I don't even know if you can call it a cannonball. It's more like a, I don't know. I was holding a knee, right? And as I fall, I land on top of the board.
Oh.
And then it's this washing machine. Okay. So I get washed and washed and washed and it takes me down and I actually hit the reef. Okay.
For your body.
Yes. Body hits the reef. I think it was my shoulder. And so I bounce up and as I'm coming back up, another one comes and it just smashes me. Okay. And so this happens 3 or 4 times. And as I get back to the top, I get on my board and I start paddling out. All of a sudden I hear like, yo, hey, brah. And I look up and he goes, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And everybody's just like, nobody's catching waves. They're just looking at me.
Make sure okay. You're, do we have to do a rescue here?
Do we need to come get you type situation? And so I get out there. My buddy's like, man, all I could see was your board tombstone.
Oh,
and my board was just sitting there at the top like this after every wave. That was probably the moment where I was like, oh gosh, like I'm scared now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so the confidence was humbled.
Yes, humbled quickly. You know, an hour into your first session, that's pretty quick.
Oh, so you made it back out.
Made it back out.
Caught your breath.
Caught my breath.
Assessed the damages.
I actually went and caught another wave before I even looked at the board.
Oh, really?
I was just a little shaken, you know? I actually caught a real small wave, paddled back out, and finally I was like, okay, and I looked at the board and realized I just put a huge, like probably the size of my fist from where I landed on that board into it.
Oh.
So I paddled in and sat on the beach for like another hour until my buddy came in and then we went and got another board.
Oh man. What a crazy day.
Yeah, that was pretty heavy.
Yeah. 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 Been in that situation since?
Not like that. That was growing up surfing, there's always those moments where you like feel nervous. Mm-hmm. But never was I like, hey, this could be like life-threatening, nervous, right?
Right.
And lifeguarded at multiple beaches, Wrightsville Beach, Nag's Head, Carolina Beach, body surfed in tropical storms and hurricanes. And never was I ever, like, nervous. Like, I can hang with most people, you know? But in that moment, when I came up after landing on that board and being held down, that was the moment where I was like, oh, gosh, like, I don't know if I belong out here right now.
I am finite.
That's right, exactly.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, though.
Yeah.
Never been to Hawaii. Looking forward to it at some
trip.
Point.
There we go. Good.
Yeah. Next road trip?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can't drive there.
No.
Yeah.
That'd be a plane ticket or boat ride.
That'd be a long
plane
boat
ticket
ride.
Would be cheaper.
It would. Well, that's awesome, man. So when was your last session here at Wrightsville Beach?
Last time I surfed was probably, I think it was October.
Okay.
I messed up my pedal jumper on that session.
Did you really?
Yes. I still haven't gotten it fixed. Sitting in my garage right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've got that and a Huru. Both of them need to be fixed. Yeah. But I think October was my last time out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took this weekend, the sunny weekend, and fixed up 3 different boards that were all at dings and
hey, there you
things,
go. So. That's what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a few now with dings on them.
Well, that's cool. So how much of your life revolves around surfing? Is it less now with kids or?
It depends on the year.
Okay.
Right. So last year, 100% less. The year you and I went to Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. I went to Puerto Rico, Hawaii, Costa Rica.
Okay.
There was one more trip we went to, California, but we didn't surf in California. And I surfed that. I was probably surfing every other day that summer.
Yeah.
You know, so it just depends.
Yeah.
Like we had a kid this past year that, you know, just trying to balance it all.
Right. Yeah. Well, in that balancing act, what do, what do you do for a living?
I'm a real estate agent.
Real estate agent. And it's definitely a, what market?
Oh my gosh. It's very hot.
Yeah.
You know, you get a call and it's kind of like, if we don't do something now, it's going to be gone. So really? It's very, very on the moment.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That keeps you hopping though.
It does. It keeps you very
especially
busy.
Especially when you got to be there. You can't be in the water when the phone call comes.
That's right.
You
cannot be in the water when the phone call comes or the house is gone.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's what it's like right now. But you know, that's the there's a time for everything. Yeah. Right. And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's right. That's right. There's a time to surf and there's a time to sell houses.
Right. Time to be with your family.
Absolutely.
Help with the kids play in the sand.
Yeah. Very cool. So we try to also in this podcast give some advice. You know, I mean, we've thrown out a couple things, but there's one tip, one nugget of truth or help that you have received in your life with surfing and that you could pass on. What would that be?
Yeah. Two pieces. I got two
nuggets
for you. Two All nuggets. Right. It's a gold mine over here. Number one would be, I feel like surfing is a steep learning curve.
Okay.
Right? And so if you're going out once a month or a couple of times a summer, like you're just never going to learn it. Mm. You know, it's the kind of thing where you have to be out there every day while you're learning to get up that curve. So once you get it and you start learning, everything else starts coming easier, right? Mm-hmm. But it's that initial hump, that steep part where learning to paddle, learning to stand up, learning to actually turn, where you kind of got to do it every day so it builds on itself.
Yeah.
That's advice one. Advice number two would be, and it took me a long time to learn this. I wish I would have learned this. When I started surfing, it was how short of a board can you ride?
Okay.
And I wish I had thought about that more of, now foam's your friend. At least it has been as I've gotten older. You know, the more foam, the more volume I have in a board, just the more fun I have. It's easier to get into a wave. It's easier to paddle back out. And so the easier you can make it, the more fun it is for me.
Yes.
So I wish I had started getting boards with more foam in them.
And that comes with finding somebody that can help you find a board for your ability and your size. And what you want to accomplish and the conditions, you know, and, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, that's been a progression for me to finally figure that out. Like I lived up in the Raleigh area for 15 years and we'd do the day trip down. If there was a swell or just really like every Friday, you know, was my day off and we'd come down and so had those opportunities, but it was hit or miss. I was riding an old, you know, glassed in fins, you know, this 6'4" Bazelle. And then, you know, technology, things have changed and boards have changed. And then, you know, finally moving down here in 2010 and being around it more, surfing a whole lot more, trying different boards. Like I remember a guy had given me a board and I was like, man, this is a sweet little you know, swallowtail. Super small and super thin. And I realized after a couple of hurricanes swells, I could catch waves with that board, but my shoulders
were killing you.
We're dead. Like what's going on? And I realized this board doesn't have enough volume.
You had to work for everything.
Everything. I mean, the board's buried under me as I'm paddling. And then I got a board that had too much volume.
Then you're sitting on top of everything.
And you're up on everything. And then, you know, then a 7-second swell period, you're trying to duck dive all that volume and you're just getting worked because you're not getting deep
Whole
enough.
Time.
So that's why, ladies and gentlemen out there, you need multiple boards. I just keep telling my wife, I need another board for this particular day.
That's right.
And she's like,
and she's like, but that day only happens once a year.
But I need a board for that day. Do you have that same conversation?
We do. We do. We were just talking about that, actually. I want another longboard.
Do you?
So we'll see how that conversation goes next
round. So you ride both, longboard, shortboard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I think, okay, so that's another thing is there's a lot of people that are, you know, they only ride one, but I just feel like you have more fun if you leave your options open.
Definitely.
You know?
And definitely East Coast.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, you need that longboard for those knee, thigh high, clean, that's fun days. And they're a blast.
Still to get out on.
Yeah. I mean, you get out there with your 5'10
Yeah, for your 2 second pop up.
You're not going anywhere unless you're, you know, some mad ripper. Although I need to get.
You see the little Groms out there, and I'm like, they make everything look.
Well, it's chest high to them.
They make everything look massive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would love to get Mark Hunt. Do you know Mark? So, Mark, former professional from the area, traveled for a while. He was actually went to Japan as a missionary.
Oh, wow.
And he and his wife used surfing as that platform.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. But I have surfed with him just a handful of times and watched him take a 2 foot wave and just shred the mess out of it. And he's bigger than, I mean, he's taller than me, bigger than me. Yeah, and I'm like, how do you generate that much speed on that small of a wave, throw fins out, and pull a little air at the end?
Yeah.
I quit.
Yeah. That's, you know? That's something where you feel like, oh, it's body type or whatever it is. But then, like, when I was out in Hawaii, like, you see these Samoans out there that are just, like, huge arms and, like, they've got to be packing, like, 220, you know? And I'm like, but they're on this little board and they're just crushing everything.
Yeah, good stuff. Surfing is definitely an adventure, not just in the water, but out of the water, learning all those different things.
Yeah.
Super cool, super cool. Man, there's a lot more we could talk about, but I think our time is winding down. I have, you know, this sheet of paper in front of me with all these avenues and directions, and let's wrap it up with this. Seen any sharks?
We were at Wrightsville last summer and saw a big spinner shark.
Yeah?
Yeah, I say big, like 5 foot.
Right.
Yeah.
But spinner sharks are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've ever bit anybody.
No, I've never heard of it.
You're sitting there and all of a sudden.
Especially when it's close to you, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
What about you, shark?
Yeah, yeah. You know, surf camp last summer, we had a few where I had to get out of the water for.
Yeah.
As far as encounters close, I probably surfing up at Topsail. It was a muddy day. Like it was, the water was sharky.
Yeah.
It was like this school of fish was jumping, coming towards me. I was like, what are you guys running from? And then right next to me, bam, he just hit the surface. And I was like, and I turned around and saw this guy. I don't know who he was. I was like, did you? And he was already paddling in.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you a little bit.
Yeah, and then we were at Mercer's, surfing just off Mercer's on the south side, and they were chumming the water. The fishermen up on the pier were chumming, and they were pulling up 3, 4, 5 foot sharks continually. And one guy came with a chum bag and jumped, just dropped it in. And my buddy was like, nope.
I'm going in.
And he, but the chum line was going around the north side. Yeah. So it was all right.
Away from you.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Well, thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, as we wrap it up, do you know the Bible talks about surfing?
Are you talking about Paul when he shipwrecks?
Yeah. Yeah. Did I tell you that already?
No, but I've heard it before.
Yeah. Hey, it's there, right?
It's there.
It's there for us to ponder. They all made it to land. It says some on pieces of the ship, but it also says in some on boards. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know, something there. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining in on this episode. Stephen, thank you so much.
Happy to.
Yes, sir. Peace out.